This is NPR.
Your news, your views, your values. This is WMNF Tampa, 88.5 FM.
What do you like to listen to? What music makes you jam? What new shows compel you the most?
You're listening to Wide Awake America.
Welcome to Democracy Now!
Live from the WMNF studios in Tampa, this is the Big Gay Radio Show.
Welcome back to Midpoint, friends.
Walks like an animal.
We want to hear from you. Take the WMNF listener survey at WMNF.org.
You're tuned to WMNF Radio 88.5 FM. This is the public affairs program called Community Speaks, and I'm your host, Patro Mabili. What are your views on socialism and capitalism? A new poll revealed what we, the people in the United States, think about those today. And as the world get hotter, why do we have an increased taste for sugar? I will explain. Meanwhile, a reprieve from the insane Florida plan to drop a school vaccine rule that likely won't take effect for another 3 months. This is Community Speaks, and we are witnessing a groundswell of revulsion against the POTUS. His economy is a disaster. He promised to bring down prices, yet the prices of most goods are rising. Food prices are soaring. Job growth has stalled. U.S. manufacturing has contracted for 6 straight months. His deportations are increasingly unpopular. The ghost of Jeffrey Epstein continues to haunt him. He's now trying to deflect attention from his failures by renaming the Defense Department the War Department and threatening to occupy it, if not go to war, with Chicago, which we... Really, it is going to be a war on Democrats and in their districts. That's the strategy all across the United States. But across the U.S., I'm seeing the stirrings of a giant backlash. The people are rising. Citizens are catching on. The fight you and I are waging for democracy, the rule of law, social justice, and decency is gaining ground. POTUS invokes images from Apocalypse Now to provoke fear of him as he plans a dog and pony show of military force on these U.S. cities, our Democratic cities. It's a war on Democrats. And as Chicago braces for an influx of federal immigration agents and possibly National Guard troops, churches citywide over the weekend, they're turning up their response from the pulpit. Some are working to quell fears about the deportations, while others are addressing the looming possibility of more law enforcement on the streets of the nation's third largest city. And the president has threatened federal intervention in Democratic strongholds, including, as I said, places like Chicago, over the objections of local leaders and many of the residents. And as churches are telling people to carry identification, they stay in touch with family and attend protests ahead of the expected federal intervention. So people are being urged to stay in the street and join the protest and just not take it lying down. So what good trouble are you getting into? We could talk about the slavery and human trafficking that continues despite the death of Jeffrey Epstein, the folks constantly screaming for authoritarian policies in the name of protecting the children are the ones found accused of rape and abuse of minors. And people are getting into good trouble with in this light red state, resisting the state whitewash crew who were tasked with getting rid of the Black History Matters street art in Pinellas County. I understand over the weekend there was a concert that was intended to raise the profile of people protesting this whitewashing of the state and all of the street art that was saved. And so what say you about people who were standing up to that? And we want to talk about that during this hour here on Community Speaks, is among other things. Of course, you can call us, as always, 813-239-9663. That's the number to call if you want to weigh in on these topics. And what good trouble are you getting into? And we got to talk about what some of the polls have found on this never-ending question of socialism versus capitalism. It comes up in every election, and people always show themselves to be ignorant of what socialism actually is. And it's been used in these campaigns to get an emotional response, but it's really meant to be a dialectic. It should be something that we constantly are talking about, because it is at the root, at the crux of what the power structure is engaging in, that conversation that they often engage in legislation. While they're passing legislation, there's an underlying tension between capitalism and socialism, and we're seeing blurring of the lines. Oftentimes people have said that this self-dealing president is looking to get the state involved in certain industries, such as crypto, because he wants to benefit from it personally. And so this state intervention is a form of being called socialism, but that's the one that he seems to want to embrace. And it looks like it's something he learned at the foot of Russia's Vladimir Putin, because, you know, Putin says he read Lenin and always believed that the state should always take something if you're going to do business in the state. And so Putin has almost, I think, 50% ownership of all business activity that takes place. All those oligarchs that live in Russia and do business in Russia have to share at least half their earnings, half their profits with Putin, which is himself a statist and not a socialist, but definitely will try to eke as much as he possibly can in the name of self-dealing. And this president does the same thing with these industries, which is why he's invited the tech bros to be a major part of his regime. And they've helped to spread lies and disinformation in the process. So it's gotten very profitable to have these guys in this industries and to push this new crypto industry as well, because he wants to self-deal and thinks that this is the way to do it. But there's this new Gallup poll that finds that Democrats view socialism more positive than they did in the past, while their views of capitalism are more negative. And 66% of Democrats, according to this Gallup poll, now have a positive image of socialism compared to 42% who view capitalism favorably. And this marks a shift over the past 15 years, according to this poller, with socialism rising as capitalism falls. And some Democratic politicians worry that embracing socialism might alienate moderates, while others see it as a way to address issues like the cost of living. And meanwhile, views on capitalism and big business have soured, especially among Democrats and independents. Bernie Sanders has helped rebrand socialism, inspiring a movement that includes figures like Zoran Mamdani, who's running for the office of mayor in New York City, and also has inspired the rise of people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And so we're seeing this this tension take place as the economy sours and plays itself out under these policies, which are capitalist inspired. So we're seeing that this is having a definite effect on people's views when it comes to these economic isms. And so people are urged, I urge people to read as much as you possibly can, read books that gives you a clear view of this this dialectic that has been taking place over 100 years. But Republicans have disparaged their political rivals by describing them as socialists. But that may not be the insult it once was for rank-and-file Democrats who have warmed up to socialism and increasingly see capitalism as a barb. So this is going to be an interesting time as we're heading into midterm elections, and I'm pretty sure you're going to hear that term a lot when it comes to Republicans throwing it at Democrats. But looking at a self-dealing president would make it a little more complicated for them this time around. So I think that we have to keep our eyes wide open. We're going to delve deeper into the findings of this poll. I usually don't talk about polls, but this is a very particular poll about socialism and capitalism that I wanted to delve into a little more as we are watching the mayoral race in New York and as we get ready for the midterm elections. But in meanwhile, in New York, Mamdani, he was a self-described Democratic Socialist. He won the Democratic primary in the race for New York City mayor. So a lot of people have been reacting to that win so far. So, you know, people are running against him or trying to decide what's the best strategy to move forward to make certain that he loses. But I'm not sure that they're sure about what strategy they're going to use. Like I said, years after independent Bernie Sanders, Senator Bernie Sanders, had an insurgent presidential campaign, he put a new face and a brand on socialism. And so Sanders is attracting massive crowds in this process. A lot of people recall these crowds even during the time of the Trump rallies. But these crowds are continuing even to this moment in their fighting oligarchy tour. Sanders has been attracting these massive crowds all during these 6 months of this new regime, or this return of this regime. And so this fighting oligarchy tour has been designed to push Democrats to embrace his ideas as they search for a path back to viability. And so, you know, that's one of the things that this poll is revealing, and how people are going to be thinking about capitalism and socialism going forward. We're going to talk more about that. But what good trouble are you getting into? There are a lot of people. I missed a concert over the weekend, apparently, that was intended to bring artists together to talk about some of the, to bring attention to some of the issues that we're dealing with at this time. It was called Artists Against Genocide. I hate that I missed that. I would love to have seen that over the weekend, but if you were there or if you're part of the organizers of it, call us and tell us how it went. It was on Saturday, I do believe. Poets, musicians, and visual artists, they performed. This was a benefit concert at the Universalist Church of St. Petersburg, this Artists Against Genocide concert. But what I wanted to bring it up for right now is to talk about people who got into good trouble. As I mentioned earlier, the Reverend Alton Zeman was arrested for attempting to block the Florida Department of Transportation from destroying the Black History Matters street mural in front of the Carter G. Woodson African American Museum in St. Petersburg. And so that was a little bit of good trouble. You were resisting this attempt, this cultural war that the state has really declared on the state, on people who are conscientious in their communities and have used and worked to bring street art as a way of expression. And now it's being whitewashed away because this authoritarian state doesn't like to see people who are expressing ideas that the state doesn't like. And just because you brought down the police murals as well means absolutely nothing. You can always find a place to put police murals in front of maybe the police stations, but to take the people's art, street art, away was unnecessary. And so this concert really gave props to the reverends who stood in the way of trying to, who stood in the way of this attempt on the Florida Department of Transportation to destroy this mural. And so hats off to that attempt, that protest that took place to stop them, even though they were not successful. Just the fact that you did it raised the consciousness. A Florida painter, James Freeman Kitchens, I think was behind this concert. He was one of the artists who created the Black History Matters mural that was destroyed by Florida DOT just this past Friday. So I hate that I missed that concert. Love to talk more about the these kinds of concerts going forward. This is another way of getting people engaged in this society and in this state especially. 813-239-9663 is the number to call if you want to talk about some of these issues that have already raised up. More that we could talk about, but I want to hear from you. I'm already getting emails. You can email me as well, dj@wmnf.org. dj@wmnf.org. One emailer is worried that, you know, this POTUS is not going to allow midterms to take place or try to create a crisis and tell us elections can't be held due to it not being safe to hold them. And I doubt very seriously he'd be successful in that. The way this society is set up, we administer elections at the county level, and every state carries out these elections. That would just have to be another party strategy on the part of the Republicans to try to stop an elections. And if Congress goes along with that, they are really useless. Maybe we should dissolve Congress if we don't have elections. And then what are we left with? Maybe a Supreme Court that is compliant to the executive. No, we might as well just continue to plan to do what we always done. Let the states carry out the elections. Just because this POTUS is scared of the truth and he's scared of the loss of seats, which is common in a midterm election to the party in power. He's trying to do everything he possibly can to manipulate it and rig it into his party's favor. Is really just a sad specter, really, at the end of the day. I doubt that the military is going to step in and prevent states from carrying out elections. And you could also throw in his face his own words that he tried to call the victimized president of Ukraine a dictator because he hasn't had elections. But elections, when you're being invaded by the big bear of Russia next door, then that's a different situation. That's not the situation in the United States. He can't create enough of a crisis to make it impossible to hold elections. That would just be a desperation act on his part, and he knows it. And we should already know that that's part of what his plan, what he would like to do. But if he has the guts to do it or to carry it out, and if the military can go along with it, and if Congress goes along with it, then we all are doomed. But that's not, I really don't believe that's going to happen, Sarah Corson, because the states won't allow it. Not all of them, at least. And if certain states don't want to vote, if you don't want to engage in a midterm election, then that's your problem. That doesn't mean the results of the election should be thrown out because you decided to sit out the election. You knew a midterm was coming. And really what this redistricting fight is really all about, eking out more seats, changing the rules in the middle of a decade, as opposed to just waiting it out. If you have population growth, wait it out until we have another census count. But now they want to rig another census count, not count certain people, and see if they can eke out a few more seats. Florida wants one extra seat because they felt like we were undercounted in the last census. But an undercount is not uncommon. And what do you do when there's an undercount? You wait it out. You wait it out, and then the seats are distributed. But no, these guys are desperate. They're desperate to hold on to power. This POTUS wants to cling to power, and he will try to use scare tactics and make all kinds of threats and promises to not hold elections or create a state of siege. But none of that's going to work. He's going to fail at all of that. And so at the end of the day, they might as well get ready for people to go to the polls. So one thing that, Sarah, maybe we should concern ourselves with is apathy. The fact that people just are indifferent, don't care enough, despite what has taken place before their very eyes. So that would be something that I would have to watch for, but a desperate wannabe king in the United States who's going insane because he can't cling to power and continue his self-dealing. We'll see what shenanigans he tries to engage in, but it's going to be difficult for him to completely undo plans for a midterm election. But cities are getting bracing themselves for this this war on the cities because of this fears of this ruler who doesn't know what he's doing, and really doesn't think clearly about anything. He's theatrical at best and has to use lies and disinformation in the process. And we're seeing this play out in red states across this country, but people are catching on and people are rising up. And just want to hear more from you. 813-239-9663. 813-239-9663. And we said earlier, I was going to explain about why a hotter world is causing us to consume more sugar. Its temperatures rise. A study finds that we citizenry here in the United States, especially those who are poor and less educated, are drinking more sugary beverages, and that results in more than 100 million pounds of added sugar consumed annually compared to pre-industrial times. According to this study published in Nature Climate Change, shows that sugar intake increases with temperatures between 54 and 86 degrees Fahrenheit. Researchers analyzed weather and purchase records from 2004 to 2019. They found that low-income families and people working outdoors consume more sugary drinks, and this trend could worsen health inequalities as the climate continues to warm. And a lot of people are not even sure of the safety of water in certain districts anymore, given the politics, how public health and even the water has been politicized so badly, so that people are going for taste as opposed to healthy, and especially if you're poor. And then even buying water can be a little taxing at times for people who are poor. But people working outdoors and need to make certain they stay hydrated, drinking whatever they can afford. And apparently sugary consumption is something they consider affordable. But researchers found that men consume more sugary soft drinks, and that amount of added sugar consumed during hot weather was several times higher for low and very low income families than for the wealthiest. And this was according to a study found. We can delve deeper into what that study is saying, but the University of Washington health and climate scientists, they said they weren't part of the research, said the temperature increase, which with human-caused climate change, there will be other issues of more importance than a small increase in sugary beverages. But access to water, clean water, should be part of the fight here. 813-239-9663 is the number to call. There's other issues I want to bring to your attention, as cities like Chicago are urging calm resistance ahead of the expected federal intervention. We're going to, of course, keep a watch on military activity during this process, as this desperate POTUS is trying to create a state of siege in the United States. And meanwhile, as I said, Florida's plan to drop the school vaccine rule won't start for another 90 days. 813-239-9663. I'm going to go to the telephone lines and speak with Clarence in Lakeland to see what you have to say. Clarence, thank you for calling. You say what?
Yes. Yes. What I'm saying is, do you think President Trump is gang-related?
Is it gang-related?
Yes, and the reason why I ask you that, because everything he does, I know it ain't coming up by itself, so if somebody got to be telling him about different spots. Like, the reason why I say that, because when he built Alcatraz down in Miami, Florida. Mm-hmm. The governor of Florida, DeSantis, he agreed with that.
Yeah.
What I'm saying, do you think he have a crew all over the United States that they come together to take control, like Putin did over in Russia?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think that's
something to think about.
It's something to think about. I think it's all theatrical with him, I believe. I think that this is just something that he thinks makes him look tough. And so those are the things he engages in. People around him don't tell him different. Hmm?
Yeah, but even though you're the president of the United States, you cannot do a lot of things by yourself without having help.
Yeah, I mean, but he knows he has the help of Congress. And at the end of the day, he has the help, well, of Republicans in Congress. They're not pushing back on him. They should have long ago pushed back on a lot of this, and they haven't. He sees that they're not. They're scared of being primaried, so to speak, where they're going to run even somebody worse against them in their district. So they've been cowed by that. They're cowards. And that's really all that's going on.
There you go. So that gets back, I think, game related. I think a lot of stuff that people are helping him, he agreeing what they're saying, and they put it together and doing what everybody agreed to.
Yeah.
Because he ain't doing that. He ain't doing everything by himself, man.
Yeah, I think that gang might be the Heritage Foundation. They've been writing this in the Project 2025. This has been their hit piece all along.
Yeah, because I don't think he's doing stuff by himself.
No, you're probably right about that. You know he's not. He doesn't even read. Thank you, Clarence.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
That was from Lakeland. And if you are in Lakeland and you're listening, call us 813-239-9663. I'd be curious as to how you feel about the Sheriff Grady Judd, who has said that the deportations and have been unprofessional. They have not been coordinated with local sheriff. And one guy ended up beaten. Two of those guys, he fought back, and they needed Sheriff Grady Judd to send a couple of his deputies to finally arrest him. But he understood why this man was fighting for his life. He saw these guys in masks that won't identify themselves. They're not in uniform, and they just come in to grab him off the street. And so that's unprofessional. And Grady Judd was right about that, to call it out. And so, you know, even though he's a Republican and he supports the deportation campaign, he says that this is just unprofessional. And that's what's part of the problem of this POTUS and this regime, is that they're so theatrical. They don't think about what they're doing. And they're not professional. They don't act like professionals. These guys who've been put in the cabinet are not even proficient in the things that their jobs call for. They were put there because they look good to the POTUS on TV, and that they praise him. They use this his moniker, the greatest, never seen anything like it, flourish in his speech. And we could talk about at some other point why they keep using that phrase. And what it says about his presidency. But these are the reason why these people got these jobs. And they're not good at what they're doing. They are basically desperate. And there's a lot of theatrics surrounding it. So he can look tough and make people think he's tough when he isn't. And they're erratic. And these policies are erratic. They're not well thought out. The economy is tanking, and prices are rising, and people are pushing back. People are catching on. 813-239-9663. 813-239-9663 is the number to call if you want to talk here on Community Speaks. I'm going to go back to Lakeland and see what Rick has to add. Thank you for calling, Rick from Lakeland. And you say what?
I have two things to say. Number one is, since he has killed the U.S. aid, mm-hmm. you need to check it out and see how many people have died because of that. How many children have died? It's been over 20,000.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He is responsible for that.
Yeah.
No one else. He is definitely responsible for that. People people, they don't care about what color the children are or what ethnicity mm-hmm. they are. They don't care. They know that they're children. This is something that the Democrats ought to jump on, number one. And number two, he's nervous because the girls that were abused, they're getting together. Mm-hmm. And when a bunch of women get together, hell is coming.
Hey.
It's riding a female pony.
Yeah, you can't call it a hoax.
No. No. If he puts the word hoax on anything, it's a lie.
That's a good rule of thumb.
But if people would quit saying the word Donald Trump and just say the president or him, mm-hmm. it would drive him crazy. It would drive him nuts.
Yeah, you're right.
It would totally drive him nuts.
He needs his name on everything.
Yeah, that's it. That's his thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he just does all this what we call insane stuff, but it's not insane. It's to get people thinking about, hey, this is crazy, you know, mm-hmm. instead of what is real.
Right.
Food prices are going up. Gasoline right. prices, they didn't come down.
Mm-mm. He's failed at all of that.
Yes, he has. Yes, he has.
But he has to distract.
Yeah, he has to distract it. That's it. Yep. All right. It's good talking to you. I listen to you a lot, man.
Hey, thank you, Ray.
And I love the part when you put the blues on.
We should do more of that.
Hawkins, Jimmy Reed. I love him.
Okay. Yeah, because we talk the blues. Might as well play it too, right?
There you go. We're living the blues, man. Let's get a guitar and go to and a harmonica, and we got it.
Yes. All right, Rick, thank you from Lakeland.
All right, thank you.
And that's important that you brought up the billions in aid, U.S. foreign aid, that was frozen. And this POTUS got nerve to go to the Supreme Court and ask for an emergency order to keep the billions of dollars in foreign aid frozen. So that's what he's doing right now, trying to go to the Supreme Court and demand that remains frozen. And for what reason, I don't know. It's not like any of that money is going back into yours and my pocket. It's going to his self-dealing. It's going to pay for that permanent tax break to the rich, but it's not coming back home to you. 813-239-9663. We'll go to Michael in Tampa to see what Michael has to say here on Community Speaks. Thank you, Michael, for calling. You say what?
Billy, I first want to say happy birthday.
Hey, thank you, Michael. Yay. That was yesterday.
Yes. Yes, it was yesterday. But, you know, I didn't call you yesterday, so I'm calling you here on the air to say happy birthday.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
And, you know, I also want to bring up the whole Department of War thing.
Oh, yeah.
So, as you know, I've worked with the Department of Defense, DOD, for about 30 years, in uniform and out of uniform, and it's performance politics 101. Because, to me, the DOD stands for Defending Democracy, Defending American Way of Life, defending the global economy, the straits, the canals, all that,
right.
and defending America, you know, our borders and all that, you know, just defending the economy, the way of life, democracy. It's
right.
not war. It's not the answer.
Right. And he had even nerves to say that. He said, what are we defending? I'm changing the name because what are we defending? He doesn't even know what he's defending.
If you don't understand that we're defending democracy, you know, a lot of what the Department of Defense does, it's train our allies. You know, we have the top-tier military in the world.
Right.
So we'll go to other countries and train them. Train them up, do exercises with them, all sorts of stuff to make our allies better. We do that with, you know, Ukraine. We do that with all the other countries out there to make them better just so they can stand up for themselves.
Right.
And you know, we've made some policy mistakes along the way. But the DOD, at its heart, is to defend democracy, defend the American economy, you know, defend against, like, the pirates in Somalia, you know, when they go after the ships, and, you know, making sure that trade can still happen around the world. So there's a lot that's defended. Mm-hmm. And I just don't understand. War is an aggressive outlook. That
right.
It doesn't make sense to me why you would say, hey, we're war-minded.
Doesn't
make any sense to me.
Right. That's obviously what he has apocalypse now in his mind.
Yeah.
And now the war is domestic.
Hmm? And when you put somebody like Pete Hegseth in charge,
right.
a yes man, and who lacks the qualifications of a Secretary of Defense, of any previous Secretary of Defense before him, and you just put a yes man in charge whose biggest accomplishment was being a talking head on Fox News, then, you know, you're going to get whatever you want to do. You know, it just doesn't make any sense. So,
just a frat boy.
I just
want
to come in real quick and say happy birthday and, you know, throw in my two cents on the DOD. I'm always going to call it DOD.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, we always call our sports arenas, you know, we always call them by their old names. You know, but, you know, just stuff like that, you know. So, anyway. Anyway, Mabil, I'm in my car. I'm on the road right now.
All right.
So, again, happy birthday to you, and always listening in.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you. Thanks for calling. 813-239-9663 is the number to call. We go to town and country and see what Gemini has to say. But also, you can email me, dj@wmnf.org. Gemini, thank you for calling.
Thank you so much. I'm calling in because I was one of the organizers for the Artists Against Genocide event this past weekend.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, of course. It was a fantastic success. We had a ton of people come out. We made a lot of money going to Black Star Industries, which goes right back into the Black community in St. Petersburg to fund community programs. I was the stage manager and one of the logistics coordinator. A lot of the artists were really, really happy to have like a platform where they could, first of all, speak politically, but also like see so many other artists doing the same.
Yes.
We had Reverend Ben talk as well. And we had one of the artists that was working on that worked on the Black History Matters mural that got painted over.
Mm-hmm.
His name is James Freeman Kitchens, and he was doing a live painting at the show. It was really beautiful.
Mm. Wow. Can people see video maybe?
Yeah, on our Facebook, we live streamed the whole thing. So there is a playback that you can go and look at right now. It's on the Uhuru Solidarity Movement Facebook page. We had one guest say it was like the historic punk show of all time.
Historic.
So it was amazing. The energy was fantastic. All of the artists like really, really were into it. It was a treat.
All right. Thank you for calling and telling us about that. And that's some good trouble that I want to hear about.
Absolutely. You have a good one,
Mabili.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gemini. You too. 813-239-9663. 813-239-9663. Let's go to Gulfport, see what Lenny has to say as we get ready to wrap up. Next hour, of course, we're going to get back to the music as Blaine Whalen will bring It's the Music Monday. Lenny from Gulfport, thank you for calling. You say what?
Hi. Thank you, Petro. And, I think there's a word that can describe a lot of what we're talking about. You know, when murals are destroyed, people are rounded up, the families separated. It's Schadenfreude. It's a German word that means taking pleasure from other people's pain.
Mm.
And I think there's people who are doing this are enjoying the anxiety and the despair that they're causing. And, you know, the whole idea about why in the world would you paint over murals on crosswalks, which have been proven to be effective in saving pedestrian lives and calming traffic. But for some reason, they have to be painted. And painting them over causes other people to be anguished about this and all the turmoil. And those in charge are enjoying that.
The show of power and the fact that they can divide people on these ideological grounds.
And the pain and anguish that they're causing, that they enjoy when you're upset. When you're complaining, that's their pleasure. I think that's a major motivating factor for what they're doing and forceful they're doing it.
Understood.
That's my opinion.
I understand Schadenfreude. And I think you might be right about that. It's the only thing that explains why the Germans allowed the Nazis to do what they did.
Yeah. It's sadistic. It's cruelty. And, you know, there are people that enjoy that. And it's a shame that, you know, we have people who are motivated by that.
Right. Yep.
Well, that was my comment. And thank you. And I'm glad the station is doing what they're doing. And the lady who spoke to you is taking that step of trying to bring back some joy to us.
Yeah. That's true. Thank you. Thank you, Lenny, for calling.
Thank you. All right.
No. 813-239-9663. Let's go to Seminole. See what Dan has to say here on Community Speech. Dan, thank you for calling.
Hey, well, I'm going to say I think it's time for us to start getting mad.
Yeah. You know? But also, you got to be thoughtful about it, because that's what they want, is just for you to simply get mad.
Yeah, giving us the perfect opportunity. Everybody does watches, you know, the dollar. We're all, think about it for a second. You know that the transformation from the Department of Defense to the Department of War is going to cost over $1 billion just in paperwork.
Just doing that alone, yeah. So just it's not about saving money.
Absolutely. What it is that they're breaking us. That's how they're doing it. And that's something to get mad about.
Yeah, crushing government, making, when they say government smaller, it's really about just diminishing government. Absolutely.
Call them out that they're bankrupting us at $1 billion. I'm not sure if that's a year or what the price is in the term, but it's well over $1 billion going from DOD to now DOW.
Yeah, which probably going to end up being changed back anyways.
Absolutely, and we should fight that.
Yeah.
In the court, in the streets, be mad about it, because it's in our face. That's what they're doing.
Right, in your face. That's true. This is right, and we got to get back in theirs.
Absolutely. Do it the right way. Do it smart, you know.
Right, because we don't want to stay the siege. That's exactly what he would like, is for a state of siege. So, yeah, you're right. Do it smart and be clever about it and anger them in that way. I mean, even ridiculing what they're doing oftentimes is important. In the concert over the weekend, that's another surefire way of getting people engaged and involved and really upsetting the authoritarians. So, thank you, Dan.
You got to call them out, man. You got to call them out.
Yeah. Definitely do. Thank you, Dan, from Seminole.
All right.
813-239-9663 in the last few minutes. So we got to go back to Tampa, talk with Brady. I think Brady has something to say about the school board meeting. Thank you for calling. Community Speaks, Brady.
Hello.
You say what?
Hello, hello. I'm glad people talk about trying to, you know, get in their face and, you know, try to, you know, get out and do something. Hillsborough County School Board, they have a meeting tomorrow at 3:30. We have a couple folks from Equality Florida that's going to be there. They're trying to ban a couple more LGBT books while they're at it. So if anyone could show up and show support for the folks there talking against this, it would be greatly appreciated.
Yeah, and a lot of these, the fringe right wing, like the Moms for Liberty, who have been attacking the schools and especially signing on to this public health issue to drop vaccine mandates in school. All of that should be on the table tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, we don't want any of these freaks dictating what our kids can learn, you know,
right. And what the conditions they can learn in. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. I just wanted to get on there and share that with y'all. Have a good one.
All right. Thank you, Bray. You have a good one as well. Thank you for calling. 813-239-9663. This is Community Speaks. I'm your host, Patrick Mavidi, and we're just raising a bunch of things because people find it the need to get in some good trouble right now, as we are finding that the authoritarian policies of this POTUS are galloping and red states are following suit, and there's a war on Democrats and the war on Democratic districts. There's a Special election coming up here in Tampa's District 5, which is largely a Democratic district. Hopefully, Democrats won't sit this one out. This is an opportunity to protect what we have. And there's some business interests in the same district who shares a district with some of the poorest interests in this city. And if the business interests in downtown and in Channelside tourist trap and in the Ybor City tourist trap, if they have their way, crime and punishment will be the only thing, only issue they want to put on the table. And not affordability, not accessibility, not job growth, not wage growth, but the business interests want to put the police in the streets, which under a red state governor and under this POTUS, you can end up with troops down the poorest sections of District 5. So this is why I watch, and I'm a citizen in District 5, so I'm watching that election very closely. Republicans want to take that seat once and for all. 813-239-9663. Let's go to Upper Michigan, talk with my friend Fred. Thank you for calling, Fred. You say what?
Well, I want to say happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you.
I appreciate your program, your insight, and your discussion. I'm a retired, registered nurse in Upper Michigan. I worked 30 years in military affairs, and I find it interesting. One of your callers talked about, you know, the attack on healthcare and USAID. My question, the same thing in Florida, you guys, your director of health, public health, is talking about ending the mandate for vaccines for school children. And if these things are so bad, why do we vaccinate all our military? And
right. It's
hands down. It's not a question. You get vaccinated. You're going overseas. You get in the system. You're getting a full range of shots. Right. I gave them to our soldiers.
Right. No questions asked.
My job. So the other thing I would mention, Dr. Michael Osterholm has a new book out. He has worked with Tony Fauci. He's a giant in the public health, you know, industry. He's back to the days of AIDS. He goes back and doing research way back when. And his new book is about getting ready for the next big one, which he predicted the last one. He said it would happen, and it did. And he said it would come out of China because, you know, it was not hard to predict that after SARS-1 in 2002. It came out again in 2020, SARS-2. And he says the next one will be a major pandemic, and the cuts to things like mRNA research are going to hamper this country and cause millions of lives because we are not prepared.
Wow.
Also, he talked about the cuts to USAID, to PEPFOR, the AIDS program around the world, to our withdrawing from the World Health Organization. And he said this is the most dangerous time he's seen in his 50-year career in public health. So I'll leave you with that. We don't have any choice but to keep fighting.
Right.
I think it was Alexander Navalny who said, "You do not have the right to quit fighting."
I like it. Whoever said it, I like it.
Yeah, that was Navalny.
Navalny, okay.
Fortunately, maybe Russian, he's still fighting. Maybe his words carry on.
Yeah.
So anyway, you have a great day. Thank you for taking my call and your listeners. I hope we can turn the tide. And,
yeah. Me
you
too.
Know, it's like just like I don't know a few of the other Republican journalists and hardliners. They left the Republican Party, and their comment was, "I didn't leave the Republican Party. The Republican Party left me."
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And this isn't about country. This isn't about doing what's right for us. This is about, you know, autocracy.
Yeah.
And authoritarianism. And I can't help but see it any other way. There's just...
It's about freedom, too, because this is a regime that wants to cling to the cages as government policy. It's the deportations and all of the emphasis on crime. This is a...
Yeah, it's subterfuge.
Yeah.
It's smoke and mirrors. It's subterfuge.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, you know, he keeps coming up with something new every day.
Mm-hmm.
The guy is a master of distraction.
He can't stay off television, except when the Epstein stuff started. So he got off television last week for about 6 days because he didn't want to talk about that.
He was gone. That was pretty great.
Yeah.
Well, you have a great day. Thank you for the call and for the program. And, keep on keeping on.
Definitely. I will. And you too. Thank you, Fred.
All right. I'll be here. I'm going to keep fighting.
All right. That's what we need.
All right, buddy.
Warriors in the... In the movement. 813-239-9663 is the number to call. There's a note that I'm getting here about tomorrow's school board meeting, conflicts with conference night. Oh, add another. So thank you, Nate. Nat, maybe you could get some information afterwards. 813-239-9663 is the number to call. Go to Marie in Largo as we getting close to running out of time. Marie, thank you for calling. You say what?
Well, happy birthday. Thanks for what you do.
And, thank you.
Like your last few callers, I do believe that this is a moral moment in my lifetime for what this administration is doing. And the first thing in reference to school, you know, the books, is just ridiculous because we never tried to ban anything in reference to KKK or Hitler or anything because everybody needs to know everything. Knowledge is power, and that's what they're trying to take away.
Mm-hmm.
I think our biggest thing, Trump is not our issue. He's just a pathetic distraction from Project 2025. I believe they're trying to get in there and pull this, being a fake religious organization on top of it, and bring women back down to women and people of color, back down to not being able to have our own say. And I think that, you know, this is a dangerous moment in history. And as reference to the school board, just so anybody who is going to be able to make it, let's point out the fact that this lotto that they said was for education, it has got to be the biggest scam, because with the amount of money people have spent on this lotto in Florida, why is our education system not the best? And where is that money going? And somebody needs to, some of our reporters need to dig deep into that, because the amount of money, especially like now, there's a $1 billion lottery. The public education system should be number one. If that was really what the whole point of lotto for education was about.
Right.
Anyway, thanks for what you do, and everybody get out there and fight the good fight.
Yeah. And you raised some very important questions. Where is that money going? Who's pocketing it, really? Thank you, Marie.
Pocketing it. Take care.
Thanks. You too. 813-239-9663. I think I got 2 minutes to see what Bob has to say here on Community Speaks. Maybe I could get Bob on before we get off the air. I'd like to get Bob on. So, because we could want to hear what Bob in St. Pete has to say. Thank you, Bob, for calling. Can you hear me?
I just wanted to let the listeners know that there's another No Kings March on October 18th.
Oh, okay. Where?
Just to give you time.
All over, huh?
Signs ready. Yeah. I just heard about it yesterday.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Well, thank you for letting me know. Thank you for letting me know.
Yeah, I got my petition sign made up, so good luck, everybody.
All right.
Yeah, fight the good fight.
Yes. Thank you, Bob.
Okay, bye.
And don't stop the movement. One emailer wrote, satire is the hammer of the people. Leaders can't long endure endless laughter. That came from Claude. Thank you, Claude. That's absolutely true. And I think that's what we're witnessing right now. This clown wants to be taken seriously, and all of the clowns around him, and nobody is telling him the truth. 813-WMNF.org is the number, is the email to send email to if didn't get a chance to get on the air today, because I am completely out of time. I got to get on out and make room for the scoop. And after the scoop, which is news updates from right here at WMNF, we got to get back to the music. And so let's go ahead and get back to the music as we continue to fight the good fight. Thank you for all of your emails. Thank you for your telephone calls. And thank you for joining me here on WMNF 88.5 FM. This has been Community Speaks.